I'm Sam Edwards. I'm third generation cure master from S. Wallace Edwards & Sons in Surrey, Virginia. We support the Heritage Radio Network because we believe in the cause and what they're doing. They're supporting family-raised livestock, small family farms, certified humane, pasture-raised, antibiotic-free. Basically, we take the products from Heritage Foods USA and make them into Serrano-style hams, prosciutto-style hams, bacon, sausage, like my grandfather did. You can find us at SurreyFarms.com or VirginiaTraditions.com.
Hi, everybody. You're tuned into the Heritage Radio Network.com. The show is Flash Talks Cash. It's about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, with my co-host, Andrew, my son, Newman.
Your mom's what up?
Okay, and I'd like to get started by thanking my producer and engineer, the famous Jack Inslee.
You're welcome.
Today's
famous now?
Today's show is it time to pop the question?
Give him the phone number right off the bat then.
Oh, the phone number. Okay. The phone number, you can call in. We'd love to hear from you during the show. 718-497-2128. 497-2128.
Why are you showing me the phone number? You're the one reading it.
So, or you can email anytime, info@heritageradionetwork.com. We'll talk to you live on the air, and we'd love to hear from you, especially if you have a question about, is it time to pop the question? We're here every Thursday from 4:30 to 5 p.m., streaming live, and if you missed the show live, you can always go to the website and get the archives. Every episode is archived or always available in a podcast through iTunes. So there's no excuse you don't want to hear us.
Well, no, you don't need an excuse to not want to hear us. There's no excuse if you want to hear us to actually hear us.
Oh, Andrew's going to correct me today for a change. Okay, so...
Well, you're incorrect a lot, so...
So the question is it time to pop the question? Now, what would
strictly
Flash,
financially speaking, right? Flash, you're not actually...
Flash...
Dr. Flash putting her...
How
her
is she going to put the cash component into when to top pop the question? The question came, arose from one of an email that I got this week from one of my clients. And he said, you know... what are the advantages and disadvantages of marriage, had a household, kids, now that I have a baby? So that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about, you know, people do things differently these days. They cohabitate, they have children, they buy real estate, and they're not necessarily married. And so how do you handle these things? Because the tax world and your finances are based upon an old set of rules. And now people are forming new rules, and of course the government and some of the financial institutions haven't really caught up with the way people are actually operating out there today. We're going to answer questions: should I get married? What's it going to cost me if I do get married? Will it save me money? Will it cost me money? And another question that's really big in the 21st century is there are gay marriages out there, and how does that affect their taxes and their finances and so forth? And so should they get married?
Where is that?
Gay marriages?
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of states that now have approved, you know, marriages,
same-sex
marriages.
So if you get married in, like, Vermont, you can file a joint tax return here in New York?
No. And we're going to talk about that.
Interesting.
No. So that's what we're going to talk about. So we're going to talk about how much it costs to be married versus how much it costs to be single and all the components that go with it. You have real estate. You have children. You have businesses. You might treat it differently. You will treat it differently if it's a married couple versus an unmarried couple.
All right. Start explaining it. Stop talking about it.
So
be about it.
The
Let's
very
go.
First thing that Flash tells you when she wants to, when she gets the question posed to her, should I get married? Will it save me money? My first answer is you would never make a life decision based upon your tax and filing status. That's really lame.
But no, if you're at a place and it could make you some extra cheddar.
Cheddar. I can't even fathom.
Save some scratch.
Well, that's not true because, frankly, I do look at the financial tax situation and I know for sure I'll never get married. So I tell you not to make that decision, although I have thought about it. if you are at that point in life where you don't want to know whether it would cost you more or what the situation would be, let's talk about that. So let's say you have a child and you're not married. And at the end of the year, it's December. Should I get married? Will it save us money? So this is the question. If you get married and the both of you work, your incomes get blended together and you get to deduct the child expenses associated with the child, and there's no issue, and we'll go into the details about how it's going to, what it's going to cost you. But if you're not married and you have only one child, you have to decide between the two of you who is going to deduct the child and the associated write-offs with the child. That is a pretty complicated situation because there are child credits, there's child care credits, there's college tuition credits, there's dependent deductions, there's filing status. You could be head of household with a child, or you'll be single, or you'll be married filing jointly. So it's pretty complicated. So with one child, you have to get the pencil and paper out and figure it out. Who's going to get the kid?
No, you're doing that work.
Well,
the accountant does the work.
Well, they're going to pay
me. How does the person know how to do that?
Oh, some people can do it. The other thing
they can go that far. Why don't they just do the return themselves?
Okay, so there are lots of reasons why the one child would benefit one part of the couple versus the other part. If there's a very high wage earner, they don't get full benefit for all the deductions of having a kid. They have phase outs on dependent deductions.
Why do you keep poking
they
me?
Have
I'm still here.
Deduction. They have inability to take certain child credits if they make too much money. So the lesser wage earner would be better off with it. And if the lesser wage earner really has low income and has a child, they're eligible for earned income credit, which is an extra bonus. You get an extra amount of money from the government. So it could work to benefit.
What if one of them doesn't work?
If one of them doesn't work, then that person doesn't file. Then the child would be better off, obviously, with the working parent.
But what if... Oh, so you don't get the credits or anything unless...
No, if you have to have earned income.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you have to calculate it, and it's pretty complicated to calculate. If both of you earn the same amount of money, it really won't make much of a difference. If there's a disparity in income, it will make a difference. And the other thing I want to talk about, disparity in income, if you have two people making similar money, and let's just use an example. If you have two people, you know, there's a thing called a marriage penalty. It's a tax thing, whereby when people get married, they pay more taxes.
Wait, you pay more?
You pay more when you because they found that the tax rates were structured that if one person made $50,000 each.
I thought it was beneficial to get married.
Not usually. It depends. Every situation is different. Let me just explain. Before the Bush tax cuts, Bush kind of fixed some of the marriage penalty in the lower tax brackets. If you make $50,000 and I make $50,000, we get married. Together, that $100,000 is taxed at a higher rate than two singles at making $50,000. Then Bush fixed that. So people in the brackets...
So Bush is a genius.
No, because he fixed it only at the low levels. Now...
That's why he's a genius.
Yeah.
Because then the rich people still get taxed.
At a higher rate.
Exactly. He's a genius.
Oh, genius. Yeah, well, that's not what he did it with the tax cuts for the rest of the rest of the tax cuts.
Well, we'll get to that later, but right now he's a genius.
So there's that marriage penalty. But it only works on low incomes. So now let's see, in the 28% bracket, you get taxed 28% if you're single making $82,000.
That's federal only? Or
I'm talking federal rates only, yeah. And if you're married... What's 82 twice? 164? Nah. If you're married and you both make 82, you're in the higher bracket. Okay? The married bracket, yes, it is.
I'm looking at your numbers. You're not. You're at 137.
Right.
Then 209.
No. Here's a single person, 82. If you and I both make 82, we're in the 28% bracket. But once we go up to...
137, we're in the 20... Yeah, but that's semantics, so how are you going to know?
Excuse me. Then if you single person is making 172, that's a 33% bracket. But if we're both making 172, we're in the 35% bracket. And here's the biggest problem ever. If one of you make $373,000 or more, you're in the highest bracket, $35,000. Now, let's say you
35%.
Make 35% bracket. Isn't that what I say?
You said $35,000.
Oh, 35% bracket. Now, let's just use this as an example. This is a very clear and obvious situation. Most of you probably never thought about it because most of you don't make $400,000. But let's just say you had a good year. Andrew makes $400,000, and he
not on this friggin' planet.
And he makes from the show. You never know. And he marries a woman.
Is our boss in the studio? Can I get a raise?
Would you listen to the question?
I'm listening.
$400,000. So now you are in the 35% bracket. If you marry somebody and they make a dollar, their dollar is going to be taxed at 35%. If they make $100,000, their income is going to be taxed at 35%. If they are single and they make $100,000, they're going to be taxed at a 25% tax bracket. So you see, it's totally unfair when you have two high wage earners combining their
income. So don't ever get married.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I've said that before. So there's that marriage penalty. Now,
but think about all the presents you get.
Isn't that wears off easy.
Remember that episode?
That pays for the party.
Remember when we talked about it?
That hardly pays for the party.
When you said you should get married to get the down payment for your mortgage. Remember that?
I didn't say you should get married for that.
Jack, can we get some confirmation on this?
No.
I have to revisit the archives.
We're going to have to check the archives on this one.
iTunes.
On iTunes, of course, downloading it.
So now here's another situation. If you own a property, a real estate investment property, you have a rental property, you have a house and you rent it out, a two-family house. If you're
Who has that problem?
Two people own a house, okay? Married couple, they get to file the joint property income and expenses on their personal return. If two or more people who are not married own a piece of property, they have to file a complete and separate partnership tax return and report it to the government. That's not fair.
So get married if you own a rental property with your partner.
It's just an example.
That's what we're going with?
It's just an example of what happens when you get married. There are benefits and there are disadvantages. All right. Now, here is the question. The question is about gay people. Same-sex marriages. Very popular, hot topic all over the U.S., right? All over the world. But in the U.S., one state, two states, five states, 10 states are recognizing same-sex marriages. The federal government doesn't recognize same-sex marriage. So you cannot file a joint return if you married your partner. Two men get married in the state of Vermont. They are now legally married in the state of Vermont. It's not recognized at the federal government. These guys have to file single returns federally, and then they have to go back and figure out which states allow for a gay couple to marry to file a joint return. So far, there's only one state in the union, Massachusetts, that does it. They were one of the first states to recognize same-sex marriages. Now these people have to figure out, well, they have to file a single return federally, and then they have to calculate...
No, they have to file separate.
No, they...
Individually.
Right. They have to file a single return federally. That's what I said.
Oh, so you meant filing status single.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they have to file... They have an option to file single in Massachusetts or file a joint return in Massachusetts. That is four different tax returns that have to be prepared to figure that out for the gay couple. It's really a lot of work.
Well, I'm glad we don't live in Massachusetts.
Now, if you got married in the state of Vermont, because they recognize same-sex marriage, but you live in North Dakota doesn't recognize same-sex marriages. And just because you got married in Vermont, only Vermont recognizes it. North Dakota doesn't recognize it. So there's no filing status, married joint return in any of the other states except the states that have the same-sex marriage, and not too many of them actually have a joint return. It's a very complicated situation. State by state, it's going around the country. They don't get a break. Same-sex couples don't get a break. So tax-wise, it's no bargain to get married if you're gay.
Or straight, apparently.
Right. Well, it's less.
Unless you own a rental property, then it's worth it.
Well, no. Then you just file one less return. Married filing separately is the worst tax rate to be in. So if you're married and you think you're going to file separately because you think that's going to be a better way to go, you want to keep your finances apart, it almost never works into your benefit. It's usually used only for very specific cases, and it's very rare that it actually works out to the betterment of the couple. So... You have to calculate your taxes before you walk down the aisle. It's an eye-opener, especially for the higher-income people, okay?
I'm glad I'm broke.
Yeah, if you have no money, it could work in your benefit to be married because you get to take the spouse who's not making a lot of money. In this case, it would be Andrew. So the woman who would marry him would probably get a deduction because he doesn't make that much money. He's more of a deduction. You said you don't have any money.
Burned.
You just
got
said
burned
you have no money.
By my mother.
And then,
that's just cold.
And then finally, I wouldn't recommend getting a divorce to save money on taxes.
Can we go to a break? My heart is broken.
So don't divorce.
Can we
don't
get some
marry.
Music here?
Don't make this decision based upon taxes.
Jesus, that was hurtful.
I think we're going to come back
in
a minute. Let's take
here.
A break.
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end.
Okay, we're back. This is the time to pop the question.
Thanks for that hug. It made me feel better during the break.
You told me that you weren't making any money.
I did, but you didn't imply that I was that poor.
You told me I'm broke.
How am I ever going to get married if you keep throwing my personal information out there?
Well, this is fantasy radio here. What? We don't really have to disclose your bottom line here. We can just say whatever we say. But when it gets down to the real deal...
Why don't you say what you need to say? Say what you need to say.
All right. Let's go to our email bag, okay?
Oh, we got a question?
We got an email. Andrew's going to read
I can't read that. That's too long.
No.
You know how I read.
I think you should read this one.
Can we have phone calls instead?
I think you should read this one. Use the light.
All right. All right. In case you do want to call, our phone number is 718-429-4972128. Sorry about that. 718-497-2128. The question is, should I give...
Wait. Tell us, read who it's from.
From Barack Obama. Barack Obama from D.C. You are so cheesy,
watch
dude.
This.
Yeah, you know he's a genius?
Watch this.
You know he's a genius?
Do I know he's a genius?
Do you know who is a genius? George Bush.
I can't even answer.
Flash. Should I give up on the tax cuts?
The Bush tax cuts.
The Bush tax cuts. I missed your carrot from your handwriting. The Bush tax cuts and force the Republicans to compromise. Or should I just let the Bush tax cuts ride? Of course, I will push through more unemployment insurance for those who are still not working. Flash, what should I do?
Barack Obama is a frequent listener
yes.
of all of our shows.
Of course he is.
So he did submit the email this week, and he's in a quandary.
Was your printer out of ink? Is that why you handwrote it?
He needs to know. He needs to know from the Flash what he should do, because Washington can't figure it out.
Well, George Bush did. He's a genius.
No, he's not. So I'm going to tell you, Mr. President Obama.
What?
I'm going to tell you, you have got to stand up to those blasted Republicans, and you have to push through the tax cuts for the people who make under $200,000 and $250,000 and blow those Republicans back to where they came from.
But I have a question. Isn't that what the Bush tax cuts?
The Bush tax cuts cut taxes for everybody, including millionaires.
Okay.
The Democrats want Obama to say, okay, let's keep the Bush tax cuts in place except for the wealthy.
Okay.
And let the tax rates go up for the wealthy, those making over $200,000 single and $250,000 for married couples, up to 39%. Right now, we know the tax top bracket is 35%. And so Barack is caving in because the Republicans are pushing hard, and Barack needs to stand up to the Republicans, and the people at the top end will pay some more in taxes. They can afford it, and the middle class and the poor and the working people will get the tax breaks for a couple of more years until they can sort it out. Somebody's got to stop paying for this deficit.
So you tell him Barack to stop being a spineless panty
waste. That's right. Barack, you know, needs to start standing up to those dang Republicans.
You know who stands up? George Bush stands up.
George Bush, yeah.
He stands up for the people.
Okay, and the unemployment thing. Let's talk about the another year of unemployment.
I'm glad you put that into the question. Oh, sorry. I'm glad Barack asked that, because that was very important. So what should we do about the extending unemployment insurance?
Well, you know, you got to feel sorry for the people who aren't working. Some people are looking for work. They're serious and intent. There's five applicants for every one job. That's, you know, a pretty bad situation. I feel bad for a lot of people, but there are a lot of people sitting on their hands.
Screw them.
And they don't want to go out and get a $10 an hour job because they think unemployment pays them more. You know, there's six of one, half a dozen the other. Unemployment and checks do go back into the economy. The people spend them, and it helps keep the economy stimulated.
But it puts more strain on small businesses.
On all businesses, yes. On the whole economy.
Yeah.
I think if you took it away, a lot of those people who are sitting home, bringing home those $400 checks, will find alternative ways to make $400.
Exactly. It's not a lot.
And the other thing is, I've told this to a client who came in last week. He's unemployed for a year or two. And I said, you know, you're sitting on your couch, you're depressed. If you got out and took a $10 an hour job, you'll make connections, you'll learn a new skill, you might run into somebody who needs your work, or you might get another job. It beats sitting on the couch. So I think that the unemployment is a sad situation. I think extending it another year is really not a good formula.
Wait, he wants to go to 2.5 years?
I think it's up to 3 years in some states.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so...
get a job.
So Barack needs to just stand tall against those Republicans, and the Democrats need to keep pushing Barack. Okay, so...
so do we wrap up the whole marriage thing? Are we good with
that?
We're
all done with the whole marriage thing. Don't make a decision based upon taxes.
Don't get married ever. Unless you own a rental property. That's what I got from that. Was that what we got?
And no,
don't forget
Andrew,
to pick up your
Andrew
kid.
Andrew doesn't listen well. Okay, we're going to go to Number Nuts and see what we come up with.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
The Ten Crack Commandments. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think I hear construction outside.
Yeah.
They're working out those numbers for
yeah,
maybe the construction guy will help Team Andrew and Team Jack with some correct answers today.
I need help after last week. What did I do last week?
You lost.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jack.
Yeah.
Wow. Under the bus, back and forth. I don't know if I should even show up here anymore.
Okay. So, you know, if those of you who don't know what Number Nuts is, Flash asks Jack and asks Andrew questions about
wait,
money,
so Jack goes
numbers.
First now on the list.
The headline billing.
Well,
now.
What the hell is going on around
but
here?
But he won last week. So leader, he won. He's the leader.
That's some crap.
Okay. So I'm going to ask just questions about something to do with money,
can I get
numbers,
a drink or something in here,
cash. And Andrew and Jack are going to see how well they do. Today, I think it's kind of a simple question.
One? There's only one.
Oh, no, there's a couple
of
questions.
I was going to say, it's a short segment.
Okay, we had a whole lot of questions a couple of weeks ago about millionaires. Remember that segment?
No.
That episode was about millionaires, and Andrew was really, really giving me a hard time about, he's not interested in millionaires, he's interested in billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some billionaire questions
hell
today.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go.
Let's go.
Okay. What college in America produced the most U.S. American self-made millionaires?
Millionaires or billionaires?
Billionaires.
Harvard.
No.
Yeah, he's right.
Bullshit.
Boom.
He got that one
what,
right.
Did you Google that?
No.
Can I even get a shot?
Okay. Now, what, watch this one. What's the month of the year that more billionaires, what month do they have their birthday?
November.
January.
Both wrong. September.
Yeah. Well, I was born in November. You born in January, Jack?
Yeah.
Okay. There are 272 self-made American billionaires on this year's list. We're talking about this year's list, okay? Out of the 400. How many are women, or what percentage of them are women?
Percentage of?
Either one. Give me a number of how many women out of 272, or what the percentage of them are women?
I'd say 1%.
15.
Well, Andrew's right. 1%.
Wow. Was it like three
four
of them? Four
wow. Women. That's pretty sad.
Oprah?
I don't know. It doesn't say it here.
Well, Oprah's on there, right?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Okay. Now, I'll give you another chance, Andrew.
Another chance? I just
Harvard,
got that one right.
What? No, Harvard is the number one university.
Harvard sucks.
Harvard's the number one. What's
Boston.
The second university in America that produced the second most millionaires?
Fordham.
Stop it. I'll give you a hint.
That's where I went, by the way.
It's an Ivy League school, Drew.
Yale.
Stanford.
Stanford's not an Ivy League school.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's
it isn't.
An Ivy League school.
No, it is not. Can we get some? Can we get a caller?
It's an Ivy League school.
No, it isn't.
It absolutely is an Ivy League school. Okay.
That doesn't count, though, Jack. You're not marking that down, right?
No, the house got that one.
No, the Stanford thing. No, never mind.
Okay, I don't have any more questions.
Oh, we're
here.
Out. Thank you.
Now I got
go
one more question.
I'm tired of getting berated.
What percentage of the billionaires, and we told you there was 272, or how many, never finished high school or only have a high school diploma?
Oh, I think I know this. 25.
25%?
Yeah.
25%? Andrew, what do you say?
I wouldn't go that. Maybe 5%.
Okay. So the answer was close, Jack. It's 25%.
People,
but that represents 9%.
9%. I was closer. What did I say? 5.
So wow. When Jack said 25, I thought he hit it.
You're a genius for a second, Jack.
Well, he must be on the road to a billionaire.
I'm trying.
Okay, so I don't think I have any more questions
for
Number Nuts.
Thank you, God.
I hate to say this, but the house wins.
Oh no way.
Yeah, tell him what the number is, Jack.
That's 3 votes for the house. I mean, three correct answers for the house, and then me and Andrew got one each.
That's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
And you want to
be a billionaire. You better find out about the billionaires.
Clearly not billionaires.
No, apparently not. You know what I did find out, though?
Billionaire material.
I wasted my time going to college and even finishing high school.
Yeah, you didn't have to do any of that.
Didn't have to. 25 of them up there? I could have done that.
And you could have been a girl. And then you would.
What could a girl do?
A girl who doesn't finish high school?
It sounds like a porn star.
Oh, and she could be a billionaire.
She could be.
She could be a billionaire.
What's that? Jenna Jameson. She's famous for being a porn star.
I don't know who she is.
She's like a mainstream porn star now.
I have no idea who she is.
I don't think she graduated college. Jack? Well,
I'd guess not.
Do we know? I don't know who she is.
She had a best-selling book out.
She does. Look at Z.
Yeah.
That, you need to get up on this stuff there, Flesher. So wait. So it's it. We're done. Don't get married. Pop out kids. And you'll be a billionaire in no time if you don't go to college. That's what we learned today.
I think it was a horrible show.
And you made fun of me. You said I'm never getting married because I'm broke.
You said you're broke.
You said I'm
you said you're
I'm
broke.
I'm never getting married if I'm broke. So I'm just going to start popping out babies.
I think that's a great idea.
And I'll leave them at your house.
Hopefully one of them will become a billionaire.
I know, really. They're not going to college
we'll send them to Harvard.
We'll send them to Harvard? You're paying?
I'll pay.
Look, you can take care of the kid. I'll take the tax credit. Think about that.
That'll be fine with me.
Really?
I will send the kid to Harvard, and you can have the
tax credit.
That
is out there. I am offering my services.
Is there
a woman
who wants to buy into that contract?
We'll find out. Hopefully, email us. The email is info@heritageradionetwork.com.
They can call 497-2128.
Leave a message because we're about to wrap this up. But leave us a message. We'll get back to you next week. We'll be back here next week, 4:30 again.
Back next week.
Can I take off a week? Jack.
Yeah.
I wasn't done.